Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. And now on Spreaker.com, I am Mark the Q. I'm your host. I am very privileged to have a very successful and a very breakthrough model. She has had quite the life. She's a plus-size model. She's doing some really great stuff with her new blog. She's out there doing the runway and really kind of poking everything out on that body image as well. Model Aisha Perry Igbo is on with us right now. How you doing, Aisha?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. I mean, it's great to be able to read some of the biography and all that as well. I mean, it's just an amazing kind of story. Tell me, first of all, I mean, a little bit about how this all came about. I mean, are you originally from Pakistan, or were you born in the UK?
I was born in Wales in the UK. I moved to LA 7 years ago to do acting. And, when I was in drama school, I was under a lot of pressure to lose weight. And to, when you dance and stuff, they want you to be super skinny. And I realized that I was suffering from body dysmorphia and I was kind of malnourished. So when I actually got to a healthy place with my body and my mind, I realized, well, I'm actually supposed to be quite curvy. And then my friends are like, you should start modeling. And I'm like, really? I didn't realize that they even had girls that were curvy that were modeling. And then they just took my digital and bang, I've been modeling for the past 2 years and been having loads of opportunity to help other women love themselves.
And I mean, are you still interested in you doing any acting or anything like that? Is that something that's still in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I definitely do want to go back into acting, but I really feel like I'm making a change for women with what I'm doing right now, and I think the acting will come at some point, but at the moment I'm focusing on helping women in whatever way I can and promoting a body image.
Yeah, things are changing out in Hollywood. I'm pretty sure you're seeing that as well. I mean, body image being one of them. Just to have a different ethnic groups, be represented in TV as well, television and movies as well. I mean, I won't be surprised if the next couple of years we may see you on either the small or the big screen. So it'll be really interesting to be able to see if that ends up being the case. But you're doing so great of a job right now talking about body image as well. I mean, it's a big issue nowadays. There's always that kind of,
yeah.
For the past decade or so, I mean, it's been a lot of pressure to be a certain size or a certain look or something like that. And nowadays, we're getting to that point where, guys like yourself are really kind of proving that, beauty doesn't have one standard. And that's kind of interesting kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about, about your kind of thoughts on that?
I really think that the fashion industry is pushing the boundaries with ethnic diversity and body diversity. But I do think the entertainment industry is a little bit behind. I do think that they are now starting to use bigger girls in roles in the entertainment industry, but they always seem to talk about their weight. Why can't they just have girls that are curvy play in regular roles? Because we're still regular women that deal with the same issues as a woman that's very slim. So I think they still need to open the bracket with that, and I think that's down to the writers and the producers and the networks actually giving more opportunity for girls of all different body shapes and sizes. And then in the fashion industry, I feel like they are starting to do that, but it's only plus size or regular size. There's no in-between. And the average size for a woman is a 14 to 16, and they're kind of representing women now, but as far as high fashion, you just don't really see it. They're starting to do it in some of the runway shows, but other than that, the high fashion industry doesn't accept us whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you look at your average American, and they're not going to look like a supermodel. They're not going to look like a size 6. You know, they're going to be, you know, more towards your end of things. And, you know, I think that, you know, and then there's just a kind of unrealistic thing about you know, wanting to be that size, you know, and all that as well. I mean,
yeah.
it's kind of crazy just to think about it. And it's great to have some kind of representation on that as well. I mean, how is it over in the UK?
Well, I mean,
is it a very similar situation?
Yeah, they're starting to embrace it more now here, especially ethnic diversity. I feel when I was growing up here in the UK, all you would see is very slim, blonde hair, blue eyes, very pale skin girls all over magazines, TV shows. And I just felt completely alienated because I had absolutely no one to relate to. I was looking at people like Beyonce and J-Lo as people to relate to, and they're not even the same ethnic background as me. So I just felt completely alienated. But now coming back to the UK and working, I'm seeing that, oh wow, I'm walking in the underground and on the big billboards down there, they've got girls that are curvy, girls of all different ethnic backgrounds. And it's so nice to see that young girls can actually look up to women that they look like and be like, oh, like I can love myself too. I don't have to be very skinny or dye my hair blonde or not be happy with my ethnicity just because that's what is supposedly beautiful in the magazines. So I do think there's a change in the UK.
I was going to say, I mean, in the Pakistani community itself, I mean, there's always been a solid Pakistani community there for quite a long time. I mean, you know, how is it for you to be a kind of, you know, forward in terms of, you know, some of the Pakistani girls that are out there and kind of being there for them, and just the fact that has the Pakistani population in the UK, have they kind of progressed since the probably some of the older generation?
Yeah, I mean, well, in the US, I'm the only Pakistani plus model that's signed in the United States. So that just goes to show you how unrepresented we are in the US. But in the UK, I think there might be 3 of us. And I think the other 2 girls are Indian. And I must be the only Pakistani girl here. And I think that just goes down to in the Western side of fashion, they aren't really that represented. I feel like companies don't want to use us that much. It's kind of like a step outside of the box to use a girl that's Pakistani. It seems very weird to me, but, you know, obviously if I went over to India and was in the Bollywood scene, then I would be one of many women. But I do think there are a lot of us here in the UK, and there are a lot of them in the US also. And I'm just using my platform to try and represent those girls and give them someone that they can look at and be like, oh, I look like her. I can wear this. I look like her. My body looks like her. I don't have to be ashamed.
I mean, what's it been for you to work with some of these companies? I mean, just to see the companies that you've worked for, quite a few big name brands out there that are you know, that you're working for. Just to have them have the ability to say, yes, we want somebody like you on our ad campaigns. I mean, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. I'm really grateful for all the amazing companies that are out there in the US and in the UK pushing the boundaries in the industry, being all inclusive with sizing and not just up to maybe like a size 12. It's nice to see companies, you know, actually even in their campaigns mixing straight size models and plus size girls and putting them together as one and it not being separated like Savage Fenty, for example, which is Rihanna's lingerie line. I have nothing but respect for her and what she's doing in the industry. She doesn't segregate girls at all. I went to see her runway show, her first one at New York Fashion Week in September. She had all different types of girls on the runway, different shapes, different sizes, different heights, different ethnicities. She even had a pregnant girl on the runway. Like it felt like so inclusive and every girl was represented, and I totally support brands that do that. Honestly, I find it kind of backward and slow if you're not really doing it now, because you're kind of behind really, because these companies who are doing it, they're they're right in the forefront and they're changing the industry and they're making a lot of change for women. So those are the companies that I support, and I'm so grateful to be a part of some of their campaigns and to be able to work for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just really interesting to see that the companies are definitely changing their minds about certain things as well. And, you know, just before breaking, I mean, Rihanna, obviously a very forward thinker in terms of that as well. So, I mean, it's just great, amazing to do, to see that it's just kind of change that's going on as well. What's been the fun experiences about doing this? I mean, obviously, as you said, New York Fashion Week, that's a big, huge week. Have you been to the Paris Fashion Week, the Milan Fashion Week? I mean, where are some of the places that you've gone to model, or even just to take a look and bring in the scenery?
I haven't actually been to Paris Fashion Week or Milan Fashion Week. I feel like Europe has a problem with representing girls that are curvier. The only girl that I have really seen actually getting a chance to walk is Ashley Graham. And that's kind of known. The statistics show that the U.S. is way more forward as far as using curvy girls in fashion weeks. And I think Europe needs to step it up. I think obviously London is pushing it, but as far as Milan and Paris, they're quite behind in their mind frame. So it seems kind of pointless for me to go over there at the moment and support something that I don't really agree with. So yeah, that's my thoughts on those fashion weeks.
I really hope that they change their minds on that. I mean, obviously, New York's starting to show that, you know, that's something to do and all that as well. I mean, you know, I hopefully, like I said, they kind of follow suit, you know, and see how much progression we have out here in the United States. So I hope that happens with it as well. I believe you have a blog out there too. I mean, you're obviously talking about your experiences as well. And how have you been getting a lot of feedback from people about it?
Generally, people are really supportive with the whole body positive movement, but I do think it's with anything. It gets oversaturated, I think, and in some cases, I think that girls, yes, I do believe that you should love your body just the way it is, but I also believe that you should be happy and healthy, and you should put the right foods in your body, and you should exercise. And it's got, you know, as it got with the whole skinny movement in fashion, it got to the extreme where there were girls who were anorexic and they were putting those girls on the runway. It's kind of becoming the same way with the body positive movement, where there are girls that I feel are pushing the boundaries with their weight and they're kind of promoting obesity in some capacity and not really promoting a healthy lifestyle. And I think that's really the only problem that I see with this movement. So I just try and show my followers and people that kind of give me feedback that you should put the right foods in your body. Yes, you can have like chocolate and crisps and ice cream or whatever, but it's all in moderation and you should work out because it's good for your mind and your body and your soul. And I think that is really being body positive. If you love yourself enough, you will work out, you will put the right foods in your body and you'll do what's best for your body. And that is loving yourself at whatever size that you are.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a delicate balance. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you don't want to look, you don't want to have a goal that's just, you know, kind of almost unachievable, but yet you do want to be healthy and all that as well. So it's just, you know, something that you're going to have to kind of go through as well.
Yeah.
Give me
but
one
I think
second.
Generally,
it's going to be a little bit noisy for a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm kind of multitasking here. I apologize. Anyway.
No problem.
Okay, now.
But I do think, I think generally the girls that follow me, they tend to like what I put out there and support the things that I say. So, and I think I'm very open and honest with it.
Yeah, I mean that's great. I mean, it's just like you said, it's just a situation where they kind of, you know, have to have that balance and all that as well. Hopefully they're getting the message in terms of that as well.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to think, what was I gonna ask you? I was gonna ask you about hold on one second. What do you mean? Okay, sorry. I was going to ask you about, let me think here, what was it? I lost my train of thought. But no, I was going to say about, you know, just, you know, yeah, the girls know that as well, just to be the ability, like I said, to have the opportunity and the platform is there as well. I'm currently over in London, you know, it's right down there. I think you're doing a fashion show, correct?
I am. Tomorrow I am doing a runway show for Simply B. I will be in my lingerie. Fabulous. It's with Robin Lawley and some other fabulous plus-size models that do great things for the industry. And, all-inclusive, just wonderful company to support. They're in the U.S. and in the U.K. And they do a lot of stuff. They've been one of the frontiers for plus-size clothing. So I'm happy to be a part of their runway show tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, what's your favorite food to kind of cheat on, guilty pleasure?
Oh, my guilty pleasure is In-N-Out. Oh, don't tell anyone. Love the In-N-Out, but I can't have it now. I'm in the UK, so I have to wait.
Oh, trust me. I mean, that's something that a lot of people have been on the show have told me that if they come from out of the country, that they always have to get In-N-Out, and that's their kind of the go-to. Do you're not alone in that case as well. Are you going to be back in the United States anytime soon? Or are you going to be? What?
I'll be back in January. I live in LA, so I'll be back in January after I've done some work here and spend some time with my family at Christmas. You know, because I don't get to see them that often. And then I will be back and I will be straight into In-N-Out to have a burger and some fries and a milkshake.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, and it's great to be able to be there with the family and celebrate the holidays as well. I mean, it's great to be able to do that as well. So,
yeah.
Any traditions that you guys usually do?
Pardon?
Was there any traditions that you guys usually do?
Traditions that we do. On Christmas Eve, I always go out with my friends. I was brought up in this little village, so me and my group of friends, even though we all live in different parts of the world, different parts of the country, or have all different jobs, we all come together and we go on a pub crawl, which is like all the different pubs in my area. We start off at one and we end up like all the way at the other side of the village in the pub. That's our tradition. Very British. Alcohol involved, obviously. Very British tradition on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and then, are you sticking around there for New Year's then?
Pardon?
Are you sticking around there for New Year's?
I will be here for New Year's, just because I have to stay for work until January. So I kind of want to go into London and look at the fireworks there. Apparently it's a really pretty show on New Year's.
Yeah. I mean of course New York has the big apple that goes down, and I think there's a big slipper in Florida, and then I think other people have kind of went the, you know, the same direction, so it's kind of interesting. And then London has, of course, the fireworks, so that's kind of actually pretty cool. and I know there's a big announcement that we're going to be. We'll maybe we'll get you back in January once it's announced. I think it's a really cool project that you're working on. So we'll definitely talk to you come in January as well. And you'll be back in LA, so you'll be in a different time zone. So you'll be in an actual nice time zone. You'll be in the same time zone as I am. So that'll be great as well. Anything else you want to promote or add?
I've said everything I want to say. So thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I'm just dreaming of In-N-Out.
Yeah, and are you on Instagram and Twitter?
Pardon?
Are you on Instagram and Twitter?
Yes, I am. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, it is Aisha PI. You can follow all of the things that I'm doing here in London and when I get back to the US. And yeah, I hope to see you guys on there.
Yeah, Aisha, I definitely want to get you back on in January to talk about this new project. Because like I said, it's really good, and I'll be in a better location at the moment. So thanks a lot, Aisha, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you back. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Yes, have a great holidays, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and I will speak to you next year.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot, Aisha.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was Aisha, everybody. Perry Escobar. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram. Please just check her out. I will have her back on when I'm in a little bit of a better location. As well, I'm going to tell you guys now that we'll be back next week. We'll actually be Sunday next week. We're changing the podcast up because of certain things that are going on. That is why I'm in a noisy place at the moment. You guys can check us out on Twitter at SWIV, and somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. You guys can check out everything that's on there as well. You guys can check us out on Spreaker Radio right now. We should be on iHeartRadio in the next week. All your podcasting locations, as it were. So with that in mind, thank you guys, all you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys next Sunday, and we'll have a guest. So you guys, definitely check that out. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.